847 at the Fan 590. Yeah, Kurt Browning's feeling the groove on the Keisha. You would like to skate to this, wouldn't you?
I want my name to have a, you know, a, was it money symbol in it? Was that yeah, her? Is that the
she
one?
Does, yeah.
Yeah, you know you've made it when.
Here he is, champion figure skater, Kurt Browning.
Bum, ba-da-bum.
Nice to see you. How are you? Good head. I like your head. Would you use number one clippers on that or number?
Right now it's about a one, but I usually, you know, if I'm off air, I go down to the nut, as they say.
Right down to the wood?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's good.
But when I'm out skating, it's such a reflective source. It's a little, it's irritating. But you know what? They're looking at my feet anyways.
Yeah.
I hope.
Well, you know, Don mentioned liking the beat. I can remember when the old Argo party there, you were dancing to the beat on what was then Sky Dome when Gretzky and company bought the team, the big party.
But, on the sidelines.
Yeah, but I was saying, boy, the finale. Don was not as big on Battle of the Blades as I was, but I got to go to the last episode. And that's when you did your big skate. I mean, it was something. For 6 weeks, you and Ron McLean were kind of like Huntley and Brinkley or whatever out there.
And then all of a sudden, Laverne and Shirley.
Bam. What was it like?
2.4 million people watched that skate, so I was a wee bit nervous, and I had I wore the same pants, those shiny crazy pants that were given to me in 1996. And I think they were going to shred halfway through it, so I was nervous about that too. But Battle of the Blades was a lot of fun. Getting to hang out with Ty Domi and Bob Probert while they talked about their fighting techniques with each other casually, about who they like to punch and whose jaw hurt when they hit and all this stuff like that. But if you pan down, they're wearing figure skates while doing it, which was pretty funny.
Did you ever weigh in like, when I took out Stoiko, there was a couple of rights and then I just jabbed him left. And then
I'm dead. Yeah. No, I didn't really have much to say on that conversation. I just stared and watched. It was pretty cool.
This show is going to be on again, I'm pretty sure of it.
Yep, we are. Rejuvenated for next year, so we're out searching for eight more hockey players.
You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see you guys play hockey. I'm saying, Gord, do the flip of it. You know?
I said that. I said we have to get the figure skaters onto a shinny game, and we have to get out there and let the hockey players be in their element and let us be uncomfortable, and we'll try and put that together for next year. I think it'd be fun.
Now, you got another venture coming up on TV. I know we can talk about the Olympics and that, but this is kind of one of these things that you... It's kind of like an old picture someone takes, and then 5 years later when you're visiting them, they pull it out and you go, wow, that was a hell of a picture. I never remember that visit.
Look at the hockey hair. Yeah. what happened is that a good friend of mine, and he actually choreographed one of my short programs that helped me win Worlds so many years ago. His name is Clarence Ford, asked me to be in a video that he was making. So we went to the rink, hockey skates in hand. I'm in my hockey skates in this video with a hockey stick and puck and no figure skating. And we did this really great sort of, you know, back and forth banter with these young hockey players. He put it together, and that was the catalyst for this whole program that's going to be on Sunday night. And it's an hour-long show with 11 shorts, which means 11 two-minute-ish videos all centered around Olympic athletes. And so it's a great way to get to know some of your athletes that are going to be performing in Vancouver, and just a great way to be entertained. It's been sponsored by Bravo Fact, and it's going to be, in fact, on Bravo at 7 o'clock on Sunday night. It's got the Tragically Hit.
Gord Downie is in it.
Jay Malinowski from Bedouin Soundclash has got some music in it. Jennifer Jones is the hot curler. She's pretty good looking. And she's going to be in it. She kind of daydreams and starts throwing all sorts of Canadian paraphernalia down the rink. So there's a lot of comedy involved with that one. Senior citizens, babies, wiener makers. She shows everything.
Interesting project. So you've got some high-level athletes, and you've got high-level filmmakers and musicians. You bring them all together and see what you get out of it.
Well, what's kind of neat is you get to see the athletes in a situation that you're not used to seeing them in. And I think that, like, Josh Duick, Jan Hedick, some athletes that, you know, you want to get to know before you see them do their thing in Vancouver. It just makes the experience more, you know, Canadian.
Of course, the Wainer as well.
Well, Wayne's in a glimpse of one of them. Yeah, so he didn't perform in it, but he's kind of like in it.
Now, the other one is looking ahead to the Olympics. It's I find it interesting that, first of all, I get to see at the club I belong to, Brian Orser's coaching the young woman who, I guess she's favorite. I don't know if she's favorite for a gold or not.
Oh, yeah, Yuna Kim from Korea. Yeah, she really has found a home with Brian. She came to work with a choreographer in Canada, asked him to help her a couple of times, and fell in love with the way he does his mojo. So Brian Orser he's in it again, you know. He's at the Olympic Games with a chance to win it, and as a good friend of his, I'll be honest, I hope she wins. I hope she doesn't come second. I really hope she wins.
Whoa. Hang on a second. What are you, a friend of Brian Orser's first or a Canadian first? What is that? I don't understand this. What about Joanne Rochette?
As a friend of Brian Orser's, I hope she wins. As a friend of Canada, I hope Joanne Rochette wins. and you know what? And what's great about it is that I'm a fan. So I sit on my couch and I cheer for everybody and I want everyone to skate their best and let the the skating chips fall where they may.
Does Joanne
may.
Have a chance here, though?
I think Joanne has a chance. I think Una Kim will have to have a really bad day before anybody beats her. That's just the fact. She's just head and heels over the rest of the pack. But Joanne has a great shot at third and a really decent shot at second. I really think that she can pull off a medal if she has the skate that she's been having lately.
Yeah. What about some of the other categories?
Yeah, like Patrick.
Patrick's in tough, man. I've never seen a men's event this deep, and I want Canada to realize that. If he comes fourth, he might have the skate of his life and still come fourth.
Really?
He should medal at the Olympics. He really should, with his talent and his jumps and his skill across the ice. He really should. He should. But there's eight guys could win this thing, and I'm not exaggerating. And in figure skating, it's usually two or maybe three. Eight guys could win this thing. It's nuts.
Not a weak field like when you skated.
It was just me and Victor Petrenko, me and Elvis. It was kind of, just a couple of them.
Yeah, somewhat exclusive.
No big deal, right? What about the dancers?
Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer.
Isn't that a great name, by the way?
Oh, Tessa.
A great name.
She's awesome. Scott's not bad, too.
You mean she's a good figure skater?
She's awesome. In every way, she's awesome. She's she and that other guy. What's his name, Scott?
Yeah.
I simply think they're the best in the world right now. They're absolutely the best. Wow. And if they don't win, I'll be very disappointed. But I think that they are exactly what ice skating should be. They're elegant, they're organized, and when you watch them, they make you feel good about what you're watching. They're not over the top. It's very clean and pure ice skating, and they're the best.
Do you like that thing? What do they do? Is it the swan or the swan. Cockatiel, the goose? What is that move?
They don't make balloons, for God's sakes. What is it, that kid's party?
Yeah, they got some move that's named after a bird. I can't remember what it is.
Oh, do they? Yeah. I'm stumped.
And they heard that it was going to be illegal, that the IOC was going
to
say
know what you mean. Yeah, they had to make a slight change. But actually, I like the move afterwards. I don't know. It's the falcon. I'm not sure what it's called. The albatross.
Nice to see you. Thank you very much for dropping by, and bravo on Sunday night.
Sunday night, it's a fun little get together with good music and some comedy and short clips. So a good way to get to know your Olympic athletes. Sunday night on Bravo at 7.
Do you want to give us a caller number? Do you want to make it 7? Do you want to make it 40? Because that's Bravo is on cable 40. We got to give away some tickets here. So pick a number.
Pick a number? Yeah. 36.
36. 870-0590. 1-888-666-0590. Star 590. You're going to win those tickets. Kurt, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
That's Kurt Browning.